The IMF predicts world economic growth will reach 3.9% over the next year. It's an increase of 0.2 percentage points over the rate it predicted last year and could be the quickest expansion of the economy in years. It says the Trump administration's decision to cut its corporate tax rate to 21% is expected to help boost global growth to its best result in 8 years. The organisation is urging world economies to take advantage of the growth, and Treasurer Scott Morrison is obliging.
This is an opportunity for us to take advantage of the opportunities that are ahead this year. I mean, these new global growth forecasts demonstrate yet again that the move that's been taken in the United States, but also in other countries, in the United Kingdom, in France and other parts of the world, where they are reducing their taxes on business to drive their economies and to see their businesses grow, which is going to generate growth and jobs.
The government secured parliamentary support to lower the company tax rate from 30 to 25% for businesses with an annual turnover of up to $50 million. But it wants to extend it to all businesses. The Treasurer told the ABC the IMF's encouraging predictions could be the boost the Australian economy needs.
If you don't have a strong economy, you can't have a strong health system, you can't have a strong education system, you can't have an NDIS, you can't have a pension system, you can't have the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. You need a strong economy to support all of these essential services, and that's why we're doing this.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull agrees.
What you've seen again and again in this country and in other countries is where you provide incentives for business to invest by reducing business taxes, then business will respond. They're rational players. And when they invest more, they employ more because they're growing their businesses.
The Labor Party is using the same World Economic Outlook report as evidence the government's dream tax cuts won't help the economy. The IMF notes the global boost will likely be short-lived, with US growth weakening after 2022 as temporary spending incentives brought about by the tax cuts begin to expire. Labor claims Treasury modelling shows the Australian government's tax cuts would only boost the economy by 1%. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says it's misleading to use the Trump tax cuts as a solution.
What Mr. Trump does in America is up to him. I'm interested in Australia. I've got my priorities on tax. That's looking after working class and middle class Australians. Mr. Turnbull's made his priorities, his choices. He's looking after the top end of town.
The coalition is signalling tax cuts will be one of the key battlegrounds of the next federal election, which could be anywhere between August this year and May 2019. Scott Morrison says he wants ordinary Australians to get a tax cut too, not just businesses.
We made it very clear that that is where we're heading for personal income tax cuts. And it's an important point because I can assure you of this. People will see personal income tax cuts before big companies will see company tax cuts. I mean, let's not forget the company tax cuts that apply to particularly the large businesses, they don't come in for some 6 or 7 years.
The Treasurer says he'll reveal more about his plans for tax relief in the lead up to the May budget. Miles Morgan, SBS News.